Hello and welcome back. I am Dr. Diane, and this is Too Soon to Stop, the How to Reinvent Yourself channel for those who have no desire to retire. I'm glad to be with you today. It's been a busy week, but a good week, and hopefully what I have to say will help you. Let's get started. Sometimes life is unfair. Absolutely. When I was an intern in training, I was assigned an overseeing physician who was still in training, but 1 year ahead of me. This was routine. Everybody had this. However, the attending physician, or the one that was done with their training and supervising all of this, for some reason did not like my supervising doctor at all. I'm not really sure why, but I'm sure they had some kind of a history. But because she did not like my supervising physician, she did not like me. There was very little I could do to please her. Sometimes we would find ourselves in situations that truly are not our fault. Yet it is very unpleasant and really unfair. So what do you do? Usually when dislike is this guttural, it is because the object of disdain reminds us of something that we have in ourselves that we do not like on an unconscious level. So we take our disdain out on the object in front of us, even if that object is innocent. Working with people in real estate investment will run into people that are adversarial. They're upset. They're going through major lifestyle changes, divorce, having to move, a illness in the family, what have you. And I certainly ran into this as an ED doc. I have been accused of things like walking into the patient's room too quickly. Of course, I needed to come into the room to examine the patient, and the fact that their wait to see me was over did not matter as much as the speed, I guess, at which I walked into the room. The fact that of the matter is that their expectations and dislike were there prior to coming into the ED. I was just the object of their disdain at the time. It's like this sometimes, and there's nothing you really can do to get it right. So what to do? Well, keeping things into perspective is important. The venom really has nothing to do with you. It is the way the person is feeling about themselves. And you just so happen to be a convenient target at the time. Perspective is key to getting through. You can apologize until you're blue in the face, but it will never be enough. Because what they are upset about has really nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. Stay tuned.